Shiva is the creator. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates Brahmins through Brahma. On the path of devotion, people call the knowledgeful father Jani Jananhar, one who knows everything. That praise is not meaningful. You children know that you are now to receive an inheritance from the Father. He himself teaches us Brahmins. Why? He's wondering why. He himself teaches us Brahmins. Why? He is the Father and the Supreme Teacher. He also explains how the history and geography of the world go round the cycle. Only he is knowledgeful. It isn't that he is Jani Jananhar. That is a mistake. I simply come to purify the impure and give them their fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. The happiness of the path of devotion, which the sannyasis, the hatha yogis, don't know about, is only temporary. They remember the Brahm element. The Brahm element is not God. Only incorporeal Shiva is God. Baba was saying, the happiness on the path of devotion, which sannyasis, the hot yogis, don't know about, is only temporary. They remember the Brahm element. The Brahm element is not God. Only incorporeal Shiva is God. He is the father of all souls. The place of residence of all souls is Brahmand, the sweet home. We souls only come here from there to play our parts. The soul says, I leave one body and take a second body, a third body, etc. Only the people of Bharat take 84 births. Those who have performed a lot of devotion also take a lot of knowledge. The father says, you may live at home with your family, but, and what is but? But like lotus flower, but you have to follow Shrimat. All of you souls are what we are. All of you souls are lovers of the one beloved, the supreme soul. You have been remembering him since the beginning of the path of devotion. Souls remember the Father. This is the land of sorrow. We souls were originally residents of the land of peace. When we went to the land of happiness and took 84 births, the meaning of hum so, so hum, as I was, so shall I be, has been explained to you. Those people simply say that the soul is the supreme soul and the supreme soul is the soul. The father has now explained, you were the deities who then become the warriors, merchants, and Shudras. We have now become Brahmins in order to become deities again. This is its true meaning of hum so hum. The other interpretation is completely wrong. In the Golden Age, there was the one deity religion. It was an undivided kingdom. Then when the other religion started, it became divided. The devilish kingdom of Ravan begins when the copper age begins. There is no kingdom of Ravan in golden age. And so there are none of the five vices either. That world is completely viceless. Rama and Sita are called 14 celestial degrees full. Why is Rama portrayed with the symbol of a bow and arrow? No human being knows this. It isn't a question of violence. You are godly students. That one is the Father. And because you are students, he's also the teacher. He grants you children salvation and sends you to heaven. Therefore, He is all three, the Father, the Teacher, and Guru. You have become His children, therefore you should have so much happiness. Other people do not know anything. It is because this is Ravan's kingdom that people do not know anything. People burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but they do not know who is Ravan. You children know that Ravan is ten-head monster. Ravan is the greatest enemy of Bharat. Only you children are given this knowledge by the knowledgeful Father. Only that Father is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss. You clouds are being filled by the ocean of knowledge, and you will then go and shower the rain of knowledge. We are clouds. And what we are other? We are clouds, yeah? We are filling ourselves, yeah? And what other title Baba gives us? You are the Ganges of knowledge. It is you who are praised. The Father says, I have now come to make you pure. Become pure in this one birth. Remember me, and you will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Only I am the purifier. Increase your remembrance as much as possible. You don't have to say Shibaba Shibaba with your mouth. A lover remembers her beloved. Once they see each other, their intellects only remember each other. On the path of devotion, when someone remembers a particular deity and worship that one, he has a vision of that one that is only for a temporary period. Whilst performing devotion, they continue to come down. Death is now standing in front of you. After the cries of distress, there will be the cries of victory. Rivers of blood have to flow in Bharat. Signs of civil war are visible now. Everything has become Tamo Pradhan. You are now becoming Sato Pradhan. Those who become deities in previous cycle will claim the same inheritance from the Father. Those who have done less devotion will take less knowledge. They will also claim a status number-wise amongst the subjects. Good effort makers follow Shrimat and claim a good status. You need to have good what good? Good manners. You need to have good manners, imbibe divine virtues so well that they last you for imbibe. What should we imbibe? Good virtues, divine virtues so well that they last you for 21 births. It's too much. Everyone now has devilish traits. That is the devilish world, the impure world. The history and geography of the world has been explained to you, children. At this time, the father says, make effort to have remembrance now, and you will become, make effort to have remembrance now, and you will become masters, you will become pure. What is the next word? Pure, not real gold, Baba is saying. Pure gold? Real gold. Satyug is the golden age. It is true gold, and then there is the alloy of silver in the silver age. The degrees continue to decrease. There are now no degrees left. It is when the world teaches such a state that world reaches such a state that the father comes. This is fixed in the drama. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan has become so senseless, even though they are actors in the unlimited drama. They do not know the beginning, the middle, or the end of the drama. You too are actors. You know that you have come here to play your parts. However, even though you knew that you were actors, you did not know this drama. Therefore, the unlimited father would say, you became, we did not knew the drama, so you became so senseless. I am now making you sensible, like from gold we become diamonds, like diamonds. Then Ravan makes you like shells. Only I come and take you back with me, then this impure world will be destroyed. I take everyone back home like a swarm of mosquitoes. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You have to become like them, like Lakshmi Narayan. Only then will you become residents of heaven. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are making this effort. People's intellect are tamopradhan, and so they don't understand that since there are so many of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, there must also definitely be Prajapita Brahma. Brahmins are the top knot. They then become deities. They have removed you Brahmins and Shiva from the picture. You Brahmins are now making Bharat into heaven. Acha. to the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada, the spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children says namaste to the spiritual children. Shall we say meethe meethe? Meethe meethe sikhilade bachon prati maat pita baap dada ka yaad pyaar and good morning. Ruhani baap ki ruhani bachon ko namaste, and ruhani bachon ki ruhani baap ko namaste. Thank you. The essence for dharana. The first one, in order to claim a high status, follow Srimat and imbibe good manners. Follow Srimat and imbibe good manners. Second point, become true lovers who only remember the one beloved. Continue to increase your practice of remembrance as much as possible. Today's blessing. May you be a world server who keeps yourself safe from sin by having equality in your challenge and your practical life. May you be a world server who keeps yourself safe from sin by having equality in your challenge and your practical life. Let there be equality in the challenge that you children issue and your practical lives. Otherwise, instead of becoming charitable souls, you will become souls with a burden. Know the philosophy of sin and charity and keep yourselves safe, because the weakness of any type of vice, even in your thoughts, wasteful words, wasteful feelings, feelings of dislike or jealousy, increase the account of sin. Therefore, use the blessing of being a charitable soul and keep yourself safe and become a world server. Give the experience of being united in one direction and in having a constant and stable stage collectively. Slogan: ignite the flame of purity in all directions, and the Father will easily be visible. Ignite the flame of purity in all directions, and the Father will easily be visible. Acha, thank you, Baba. Om Shanti. She's going to open. Oh yeah, we got this to read. Window. Now which one is it?
Today's one.
I know which is today one.
Six.
Today is the sixth, yeah? Oh, you put the name on. Oh, good. Oh, Hindi wala is not having six. Right. Is the good points of tapasya. When someone is physically, oh dear, overweight, bad. I'm not reading.
You're not overweight.
No, I'm not. I'm only fat. Right, shall we read again? When someone is physically overweight, they are not flexible and cannot bend. Mother, can you read? Oh, Shababa. Now, let's be sensible. Cannot bend, and as when they want. Similarly, when someone has a gross intellect. Now he's talking. That is, if there is any type of wasteful burden or rubbish in the intellect, of there is some or other type of impurity, then someone with such an intellect is not able to mold his intellect and as when he wants. Therefore, you need a very clean and refined, that is, a very subtle and divine and unlimited and a broad intellect. How many things Baba said? You need a very clean and refined, that is, a very subtle and divine and unlimited and a broad intellect. Only those with such an intellect will be able to experience all relationships with whichever relationship they want at any time they want. Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, good morning. So a few announcements. Maybe first for the GRC family, tonight we have a bati, 5:30 to 7:30 in presentation room. And then for all of you, most of you who are in the retreat. So your first session is at 9:30 in this room with Shashiben, and till 11, then there will be a tea break, and to finish there will be 11:30, second session, which is more a feedback also, question answer and feedback with Sister Diane. And a special request. I mean, we always do a request of you helping to tidy your room, but especially this week, we are very, very tight in terms of help. So, and you must have found a little note in your bedroom. So if you can vacate your room before the first session, because we have help this morning, So otherwise we lose the help we have. Huh? So before the first session, and I think that's it. Anything else? Jasmine?
No, just really to fully vacate.
Fully vacate, not just half vacate.
I'm 14
miles
away this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really short.
So did you hear? And we expect more than this week, next week. It's an Indie Madhuban retreat. And they arrive Friday morning because there is Bab Dada's meeting Friday afternoon. So we invited them to arrive Friday morning.
Maybe some people from this group can help.
Yeah, they are in the retreat this morning. But yeah, if you want to help, welcome. That's it.
We don't do MP3s anymore, but what we do is upload them. So I will leave my email on the board in the ante room. And if you want an MP3, then if you email me, and I will give you the link.
So just to say big thank you to Shashi Ben for coming out. It's always very nice to have her, and it's a trek for her to come. And anyway, it's...
Thank you for... Invite
well, me. See you next weekend as well.
Sure, sure.
I won't see you, but
you
everybody
just
else
ring
will.
A bell and I'm there.
I'll remind you of that. Anyway, also just to say, I'll see you next time I see you, because I'm off later today. I may not see you before I go. And the other announcement I wanted to make specifically for those who are here from the UK, many of you don't necessarily come regularly. So to remind you that for your contribution to Baba's Box, please fill in a gift aid form. And if you're regularly donating, then there's a different form than the one that's on top of Baba's Box. On top of Baba's Box, there's an envelope, and that's for just a one-off donation. So it's not that, you need a separate sheet for your ongoing donation. If it's just this time only, then you can fill in the form on top of that form and then put the money in Baba's Box. Just to remind you of that. And also we now take donations for Baba's Box with credit card and debit card. So we have that facility. You can ask at reception. It's very quick and easy to do that. Did somebody have any question to ask? Do you want to say something, Sheila? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Everyone feeling the feeling of Madhuban? Yes? It's so nice of that you made this program, that come and feel the experience of Madhuban in Oxford. You're lucky you don't have to spend that much money for traveling to Madhuban. That hassle of carrying your luggage and train journey, or from Ahmedabad going by buses. But you're having the same feeling here. Feel it that way, because you've been in Madhuban many times anyway. So Baba does not keep any experience from us. He gives us the experience. And nowadays it's so beautiful to watch Baba online. That's also the feeling of closeness, that what's happening in Madhuban, we can feel it here. And Baba is so loving nowadays. So loving. He hasn't got a stick in his hand. Only he's appreciating our fortune and saying, "Wah, children, wah, wah, Baba, wah." He always now praising this whole, most of this season, Baba just talked about wah, wah, wah. Because he feels now, when he's saying wah, wah, wah all the time, means he's drumming in our head that become wah, wah, wah. You know? So now, become complete, become perfect. Study period is about to over now. Now become the embodiment of whatever Baba has taught you already. So when we pay attention to, now revised mullis are going on. Now 79, the year 79 of Avyakta Mullis we are revising. See how much homework is there. How much homework is there. So it seems now the time of study is almost finishing. Now it's the becoming the embodiment, what already Baba has taught us, you know. And today's Mulli was very simple, but too many things in it. So Bharat is imperishable land, because it's the birthplace of God Himself. So that's how He says, not only I am praiseworthy, the praise of the land where I came is also very important. So we feel we belong to Bharat. Bharat is the imperishable land, the purest, charitable. And now Bharat is so tamo pradham, so tamo pradham, reaching to the total stage of degradation. And that's why Baba is saying that I'm making Bharat soto pradhan again. So how we feel that we're becoming sato pradhan, that the purest souls who will descend in Bharat in golden age, He's making us real gold. That's what He said. And the diamonds. So there should not be any alloy of silver. I won't say anything else. Because the purest gold has the quality of real gold, mold very easily. I'm not going to mention about this blessing of tapasya. That was so beautiful. Why Baba said it? He just mentioned one line bad, but the other was so good. If you have what sort of intellect? Gross intellect. The real gold is molding, means if you have gross intellect, you're very rigid, you know. When you're rigid, you don't take other directions. You only stick to yours. So Baba said, very subtle intellect, very broad intellect, you should have it, right? So how far my intellect is very flexible, accepting what Baba is saying. If a little ego is there in the intellect, just a little, what happens? I reject, I just use on my own mind's direction, and I question what Baba is saying, and then I reduce the effect of Baba's directions completely. So a very broad, very pure, very divine intellect, accepting what Baba is saying and just listening. Yes, Baba, you are right. Yes, Baba, this is for my benefit. Thank you, Baba, for telling me this. So accepting, and not only accepting, but making the point that this is for me to practice. And today's blessing was beautiful. What Baba said in the blessing, you challenge people. When we give gyan to someone, or when we meet someone, we're very proud of ourselves. We are godly children. God is teaching us. We're becoming devatas. And they look at us from the bottom. Devatas is standing there. The way we say to them, we challenge. But when Baba is saying, everybody wants to see the practical form of you, you don't have to say it, but your practical form will tell them that we are not ordinary people. We are godly children. We are very special. We're becoming living devata. I only can give feelings to others when I feel myself. How far my feeling is that I am living devata. And then not only that, but I'm sitting amongst living devatas. Not only I am devata, but in this class, who are sitting and studying are becoming the future living devatas. So self-respect to that much, and respect to the other fellow actors, fellow students, fellow my brothers and sisters, that we're becoming devatas. So in that way, not only I have the feeling, but good checking. Baba also talked about, if you don't feel that much, what is the challenge and the practical? You know what I mean? Challenge is there. If practical is not there, then there's a burden on your head, Baba talked about. Burden of sin. Because you're not saying the right thing, you're not doing the right thing. And then, how many things Baba said it? The wasteful thinking, who's going to help me? I only remember jealousy. That was the most important, the feeling of dislike. Do you remember it all? Or shall I carry on? Dislike, jealousy, feelings, wasteful thinking. What else was there? So many. This said the whole thing. Means if you have these sort of weaknesses, then what happens? The account of sin is increasing on my head. and I cannot show the practical form of mine to others. And if I am charitable soul and the practical form, then I take Baba's orders. Do you know? I become example and sample for Baba. You know, my practical life is sample. So good checking. Have I got any ill feeling for anyone? If there is anyone who I dislike, make sure that you really work on it and see their qualities instead of weaknesses. Why we dislike someone? I don't know. Why we dislike someone? Because? Past account. Oh, that's a good one. Past account. That's also a good one. Right. What else? Why we dislike someone? Past experiences in life. That's also very nice. Right. Okay. When somebody don't listen to me, when somebody has something which irritates me. Am I right? When someone does something, you know, which I don't like, then I dislike. Simple. So when I am very flexible and I see others as individual, they have their own personality, they have their own behavior, their own way of thinking. We all are different. See on a face, not face is face. You have two eyes, I have two eyes. You have one nose, I have one nose. But still, not two faces are alike. Such distinction. But we accept each other as whatever we look like. So too, on the other side is, we all are different, the way we think, the way we behave, the way we speak, the way we do things. We all are different. So Baba has given us such understanding. Accept others as they are, not as you want to be. Expectation in relation is the worst cause of dislike. Because they don't fulfill my expectation. That's why I don't like them. Have broad intellect, right? Accepting everyone as they are and respecting, giving regard to them. And that is you giving regard to yourself. Whatever you give, it comes back to you. So Baba has cautioning us all the time, giving us the instructions to follow and make our practical life so divine, so happy, so peaceful. Because Brahman life is very special, very special. These days would not come again. We will be happy in golden age, but who knows? Am I right? Who knows? Well, we won't have the feeling as the feeling of confluence age, the present time, the beautiful time. So it's the time for laughing. But in the middle, Baba said, increase your practice of remembrance. Why he said it? Why he said it? Because this is going to last you for 21 births. In my reading, it would last you for whole the cycle. And how it's not an effort, it's fun. Remembering Baba is fun because it gives me so much return. Do you know what I mean? And if I feel that sitting in remembrance is, I look forward. Baba gave us the title today. We are lovers, but we don't feel the beloved. It's not that much there, you know. And he always says that the other physical lovers, they divorce the whole world, they divorce the family, they divorce this one just for one person, one human being. A practical example in our family, you know, there is one girl who is a different religion and boy is a different religion, but she loves him, and the parents not accepting that boy, not accepting, and she mad about, and she literally left the family, whole family, and just married that person, and the family totally, you know, cut from her. And I see the boy. I said, "Is that the boy?" I was shocked. Literally shocked. The parents who loved you, who really care for you, whatever, convince them if you do love someone. But that's why Baba mentioned, you know, the love that you have for human beings, and I'm so beautiful. The ocean of knowledge, the purest one, I give you so much return, so much love. Why can't you really be that much feeling for me? Feeling. Because so many sitting tenants are sitting in our heart, that it's hard for us to give them bribe to get out of there. So this is now the time to feel the benefit of what Baba is giving me. What Baba wants me, feel yourself with that divinity, with that divine qualities. Baba talk about manners a lot. Study means manners as well. So how far I have good manners? What is manners? Just go on and on. What is manners? Baba is making us very royal, very royal. Yeah. We are the living Ganges. People praise of Ganges a lot. The Ganges, river Ganges is the purifier. People go for so long dipping in the Ganges, and if you see the water, have anybody seen Ganges here? Mm-hmm. Oh, you have? I'm surprised. Did you dip in? You're so sensible. It's so dirty, so dirty. And people really literally drink the water of Ganges. God, eh? Not from there, from the top, I know. From Gaumukh. But many people drink that as well. I took, when I went there, I just put my foot there. Just thinking I'm becoming, purifying my foot. Right. I'm not going to tell you the next bit. My mother-in-law said, "Get me some Ganges water," and we took the same water. I'm not going to say she drank it. But why the Ganges River is so famous of purification? This is the memorial of us, Ganges of knowledge, which flows and purifies the whole world. this is not just to be happy about it, to see that we are the Ganges, but the task is great. To purify the whole world, it's not a joke. But first it starts, how far I have those ingredients. Do you know what I mean? The water has many, many herbs and things. That's why it's called purified. So how many ingredients I need to be? How many qualities are there? 36 long list of qualities. That's one ingredient. How many powers? 8 powers. How many points of knowledge I should remember? I even don't remember yesterday's Murli, let alone so much depth of knowledge. So that's how I am, full of all these ingredients. Then only I can purify the world. Whosoever come and look at me, right? Baba said today that you glorify Baba. You know, your face should be the image of the qualities of Baba, the reflection of Baba. That's how Baba will be visible. It's a good task, good task. And whatever I speak, that will be the true Gita. Baba said, the knowledge of Gita is also very much praised. So who is teaching me the knowledge? The God Himself. So whatever I say, the true Gita from my mouth. And so it's a beautiful feeling. That's why Gita is very much praised in the path of devotion. And Baba save himself from saying, I am not Jani Jananhar. I'm not Antaryami. How he corrects the things which on the path of devotion people are wrongly taking. But I can tell you, he knows what goes inside the children. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that way? He knows. Because a good parent knows what the children is like, what goes in their mind. That's it. So be careful what you're thinking. So Baba knows what we are. So it's a beautiful feeling of Baba on the other hand, cautioning us to follow Shrimat. Today he said it, no? To follow Shrimat as it is, not dilute with your mind's direction, make your intellect very pure and divine. So we'll finish it now and then we'll see you at 9:30, yeah? Thank you. We'll sit in few minutes remembrance. Om Shanti. Isabella, when I'm speaking. Why not?
I would like to have the morning after.